Malls are in trouble everywhere, but Totem Lake in Kirkland is in a category of its own. It's a zombie, an undead mall with just a few remaining businesses. People have been trying to bring it back for years. As KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph explains, the mall is finally getting its big chance.
Totem Lake Mall was built in the 1970s, and it struggled through the 90s and into the next decade. Today, it is reduced to a few bank branches and a solitary Trader Joe's. All that is starting to change. Jackhammers employed by a California developer are ripping up acres of pavement.
It's happening. It's really happening.
This is Joe Rogoff of Whole Foods announcing that the grocery store had signed up to be a cornerstone of the new development, which will be a mixture of shops, gathering places, homes, and bike paths that will densify all this people-free space.
This is happening.
This is Kirkland's Deputy Mayor, Jay Arnold.
Totem Lake is really happening.
If people sound a little incredulous, it's because Totem Lake has been a hard problem to fix. Back in the day, Totem Lake had a modest department store named Lamont's. It struggled when bigger department stores in glamorous malls like Bellevue Square or Alderwood came along. There were redevelopment plans, but the Great Recession killed them off. Now reviews on the internet say things like, "most depressing place I've ever been," and "desolate concrete monument." Deputy Mayor Arnold says even people who worry about growth are in favor of the redevelopment of Totem Lake.
For a lot of people that are concerned about growth, Totem Lake is an area where people see the potential and say yes.
Totem Lake has a lake. It has a hospital, Highway 405, and lots of prosperous neighborhoods nearby. But that's not enough. Even malls with higher-end department stores are getting emptier. People's shopping habits are changing. There's the internet. Now developers think the solution is to turn the mall into a lifestyle, a place where you can not only shop, but also live, work, and get groceries.
Food is more difficult to shop for online.
This is Joe Rogoff of Whole Foods. He says despite the many grocery delivery services out there,
a lot of people want to look at that strawberry themselves.
And Totem Lake will have more than 800 places to live. Condos or apartments, that part isn't clear. But one thing is,
we're going for a little what we call a higher end or higher quality type product.
This is Rick Beeson, vice president of CenterCal, the developer. He says techies and empty nesters are looking for convenient luxury living.
And we're trying to create an atmosphere where it's one step better than what's available elsewhere. And that's our goal.
Oh, that makes me kind of sad, actually.
This is Jennifer Whiteman, who hung out there as a teenager and has watched it decline.
I do love the mall.
And she wants to love the redevelopment, but
this area has always been kind of middle class, working class, and putting a development like that in here, especially with really luxury apartments, I don't know, I feel like it's not really representative.
So even when people are not arguing over the need for redevelopment, having everything new and shiny doesn't always make everyone feel at home. In Kirkland, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.
Totem Lake Mall in Kirkland is being reinvented after decades of decline. The new Totem Lake will be a place where people can shop, work, and live. It's a big change from the mall's former identity as a hangout for young people. Now the redevelopment is reminding that generation of just how much the Seattle area is changing. KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph takes us there.
Totem Lake was built in the 70s and out of favor with the fashionable set by the 90s, which made it really cool to the generation that grew up nearby. When we mentioned Totem Lake Mall on Facebook, we got an explosion of responses, dramatized here by my colleagues at KUOW.
I remember the water slides, the electronics store, an ice cream shop, and Lamont's.
Ah, yeah, I shopped there all the time. That was the first and only place I got the Dorothy Hamill haircut.
Pietro's Pizza was the best. Got photos of all of us at my birthday party there. Mm-hmm.
I remember picking up some stink bombs from the old joke shop and stinking up the halls of Kamiakin Junior High real nicely with them.
Oh, yeah. Was that the grab bag?
Yeah, that was it.
Dozens of people wrote their memories. And here are two of those people standing outside Denny's Pet World at Totem Lake, now vacant.
I used to get cat collars, was like a cool thing, or dog collars.
This is Jennifer Whiteman, now a high school teacher in her early 30s. And yes, she's saying she bought her jewelry at a pet store.
And then wore in my very first concert.
Oh, wow.
I know.
To get that at Denny's Pet World is pretty incredible.
This is Carrie Anderson, also in her early 30s. She tests games at a tech company now. And it turns out she was 2 years below Jennifer Whiteman in high school.
You were a youngin'. You were in my sister's grade.
They actually have a lot in common because Totem Lake was a stop on their individual roads to independence. They bought lip gloss here, their first pair of jeans.
This was like my test mall.
This is Jennifer Whiteman again.
Like, could I handle myself with my money and coming here? And if I could do that and get back home safely, then...
Mom would let her go to Bellevue Square, which had more cute boys. Anderson and Whiteman came back to Totem Lake so that I could ask them about the mall that's about to be reborn. The California developer already announced that Totem Lake will have shops, restaurants, and more than 800 apartments. Rick Beeson, the developer, said they were designing those apartments with techies and retirees in mind.
We're going for a little what we call a higher end or higher quality type product. And we're trying to create an atmosphere where it's one step better than what's available elsewhere.
Which did not go over well.
Oh, that makes me kind of sad, actually.
This is Jennifer Whiteman.
That kind of bums me out as far as who's going to be shopping in here. And
the new Totem Lake doesn't sound like a place where Whiteman will be able to imagine herself. Not like where we're standing now.
This mall kind of afforded that little glimmer of like, oh, I can kind of fit in even just a little bit.
Carrie Anderson says she's willing to go with it if it means the mall's success.
I would like to see this place busy with people rather than not.
But it's another reminder of how fast the Seattle area is changing. Jennifer Whiteman.
For me personally, I just don't feel like there's any space left that I'm familiar with anymore.
Carrie Anderson works in tech, but she's not a highly paid coder.
I'm fearful for myself and for my friends. It's scary. Even where I'm at, I found a studio apartment for $1,300, which is ridiculous. 5 years ago, that would have been absolutely ridiculous. Now it's common. That's actually cheap now.
Anderson says she probably wants to keep the freedom to move. But if she wanted a house...
At my level, I'm never going to be able to afford the $666,000 median price range that the East Side now has, which I read that today.
She's pretty close, actually.
Yeah, that's never going to happen in my life. And so yeah, I feel like our city is made for people moving here, not the people who have existed here.
Totem Lake will be part of the new vision for the Seattle region. And it's scary, not knowing if you have a place in what emerges. In Kirkland, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.
This story is part of our Region of Boom coverage. We have a form online where you can tell us about the changes you're seeing in your neighborhood. To see other stories and suggest ideas for future ones, go to KUOW.org and search for Region of Boom.